Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
As you've heard here on KMOX, the first human bird flu death has been reported in the United States. There have been 66 illnesses so far among human patients. Let's get more now from KMOX's Brad Choate.
Speaking today with Amy Maxman, a public health local editor and correspondent with KFF Health News. And Amy, we've found out recently that there was a bird flu death in Louisiana, the first in the nation. Well, you published an article on December 20th called How America Lost Control of the Bird Flu, Setting the Stage for Another Pandemic. First, let's get your reaction to the news out of Louisiana.
Yeah, it's really sad. It appears this person, you know, we knew when I wrote this piece in December, this person was in critical condition. So it was already sort of a very worrying case. The person appears to have gotten exposed to backyard flocks or wild birds. It seems like they had some sort of, they were caring for them in some sort of way. These birds were sick or dying. So they were already in critical condition. So it was already scary at that point. The fact the person died is terrible, but I have to say it did cross my mind that that would be a thing that could happen. We know there's been a lot of deaths from the bird flu over the past 30 years. These are people who pretty much all got the disease from wild birds. It's unfortunate, and it also illustrates that we shouldn't just brush off the bird flu as no big deal.
The title of your article about setting the stage for another pandemic seems to sound an alarm. Is that what you had hoped it would do?
It's always careful. I'm always a kind of nuanced reporter. So sound an alarm, certainly we're not at a pandemic moment right now. Sound an alarm, I suppose, for the government in particular, because this should be, you know, outbreaks are easier to contain when they're small, and the bird flu could become a pandemic. And so the alarm bell should really be for the people who are supposed to be protecting this country from a pandemic. So the alarm is for them to really try and do everything in their power to make sure that this is contained. That would have been a whole lot easier earlier last year when it was smaller in scope. It's going to be harder now, but that's who should really be worried. Right now, if you are not working on dairy, you're not interacting regularly with birds, you're really at very low risk. But yeah, the alarm should really be for those who are supposed to protect us.
And I saw in your article that Missouri actually had an angle to the story with a patient in September that had bird flu.
Yeah, that was a case. You know, there's been various moments over the course of last year where sort of people's concerns, I would say, about the bird flu, but also about the sort of sluggish response to it, were heightened. What happened in Missouri is there was a patient with the bird flu, and they were in the hospital, and nobody knew where they had gotten the bird flu from. And it later turned out that actually somebody in their household had also had the bird flu, and no one knows where they got it from. And so the problem with these unknowns is that this means that the virus is sort of spreading below the radar in ways that we're not sure of. And if you're a scientist, you want to be able to answer questions. And the fact that there's sort of unknown things happening is always a bad sign.
We're speaking with Amy Maxman with KFF Health News, and just take us into the weeds a little bit. How'd you go about researching this?
Yeah, so for that piece about, you know, why is America letting this sort of get out of control? I did a lot of things. One is I've talked to a ton of people all year. I ended up counting over the course of the year. I talked to more than 70 people. These were government officials. They were farmers. They were farm workers. They were tons of researchers. These are virologists, veterinary scientists, epidemiologists, people who work on pandemics. So I talked with a lot of people about what was happening every step of the way. And I also sent a public records request, FOIAs, to different health and agriculture departments so that I could see what was happening sort of behind the scenes, what they were doing.
Did you come up with any recommendations or anything for the government?
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing that would be really important is to really pay attention to protecting the people who are most at risk. Specifically, these are farm workers. These are people who work closely with dairy or poultry. They're at higher risk. And first, we want to protect them. You know, they're people. They also provide food for the U.S. They protect the industry. And also, if they were to get the bird flu and if they also get sort of the normal seasonal flu, those two viruses could sort of swap genes and form something that's really deadly. So there's multiple kind of like altruistic and selfish reasons why we would want to protect farm workers. And there's, you know, been some, you know, talk about let's give people protective gear. But it's in my reporting, you really see that it's very slow going. There's not a lot of oversight of this. There's not money going towards protecting them, not a lot of money compared to what we see for, say, like vaccine research or for farmers, all of which is good, too. So that would be a key thing, is making sure to protect them. Another thing is you want to make sure that testing for the bird flu, or at least for sort of the broad family of viruses that the bird flu falls into, is really widespread. So to really ramp up testing would be great.
Is this something that Congress could get involved with?
Certainly.
That would be
I mean, we're talking about budgets, so.
Right.
So some of these things would have to be budgeted for, and a lot of it would go through states as well. You know, also people I've talked to mentioned one of their disappointments, you know, federal agencies, you know, like the CDC, they can't exactly like storm into a state and get onto farms and demand, you know, even if that, I don't even think that would be effective, but if it were, they can't just like storm onto a farm and demand that, you know, the farmers abide by what they want to do. That's not something they can do. And it's not something we necessarily want to happen in the U.S. But what they could have done a bit more of, this is what my sources say, at least, sort of use their position to really push for this, to say, we need this sort of information. What are the problems? Like, what are the reasons why this isn't happening? And let's fix those reasons.
All right. We're speaking with Amy Maxman. Just have a minute or so left. Kind of summarize things for us, if you would.
Yeah, let's talk about the Louisiana case for a moment. So what this death means is it doesn't mean that the bird flu is now more dangerous than it used to be, but it does show that it can be really dangerous. This particular virus the person was infected with had, you know, there was some variants, some mutations within the virus that made it so deadly. And most of the viruses we're seeing in people don't have this, but that could happen. So what it highlights is what we want to do is protect people from this. We really want to try and get a grip on what's going on farms and really like make sure to contain it and confine the outbreak as much as we can.
That's KMOX's Brad Choate with KFF Health News reporter Amy Maxman. Her latest article, How America Lost Control of the Bird Flu, Setting the Stage for Another Pandemic. Coming up